Ladies and gentlemen, the vice captain of the Indian cricket team, Mr. Ajinkya Rahane, is here to address a press conference. Before you ask a question, please raise your hand and wait for your turn. Yeah, see me.
Good over the series. Came at the right moment for you because form wasn't great. But then you had a really good tour of West Indies. Now the home season kicks off with this one. So how are you looking forward to it?
I think I'm looking to staying in the moment, staying in the present. That's what I did it in West Indies as well. I knew many things were going on before that series, but what was important for me to stay in the moment, believe in my ability and look to contribute to my team so that I don't put pressure, too much pressure on myself. So, see, what happened in West Indies is past again. It is important to start off fresh here. So, yeah, I'm looking to stay in the present and same again, keep contributing.
In the West Indies, what were the kind of adjustments you made? From outside, it looked like you were getting into really good positions and you were beautifully balanced. So, what were the kind of adjustments you made before that?
I think it was important for me to stay in my zone. See, when you score runs, when you do well, from outside it looks really easy. You can actually see that as a batsman, you are in a very good position, you are playing well. But I think for me, what was important that I stay in my zone, I believe in my ability. I wasn't thinking too much about technical stuff. It was all about how actually I manage all the mental adjustment, like handling difficult situations and thinking about team so that I can actually contribute for my team's success. So yeah, in West Indies, that was the key. I thought rather than technical stuff, I was thinking about all mental aspect and believing my ability.
Use the mic.
In the past, you have like battled with the tail. Now, Manmohan Singh is saying he's getting used to it. Like, what's up? Do you have any sort of conversation with Bihari Khan? What do you tell a player who plays just to battle the tail?
See, I think when you bat with the tail, it's important to again trust them as well, because I have batted before, as you mentioned, in England, in Australia as well. So it's important to trust your partner, be it a batsman or a bowler. So that's what I was looking to do. But now Vihari batting at number 6. So again, the communication is very important. When you bat, number 5 and 6 are batting together, you assess the situation and what type of bowling opponents are doing. So it's important that you communicate well and then you take it forward. So I think batting with him in West Indies, I think we communicated really well. We knew that when we wanted to attack and when we wanted to play a defensive role, so that we are in a very good, we are taking our team in a very good position. So I think yes, communication is the key, whether you bat with a batsman, number 6 batter, or then tail ender.
Jinx, obviously talking about the series in South Africa, on the things that were getting mortals, they were broken down. So do you draw confidence from that innings going into the series?
See, I mean, that's past again, but yeah, that innings was really important for me, personal point of view and team's point of view. We were 2-0 down and we wanted to finish on a high. So yeah, I think that that inning came out really well for me. But again, see, that's past again, as I said. It's important to stay in the moment. Every series has their own challenges. In India, we face different challenges. When we go abroad, there are different challenges. So for me, what is important that I'm not looking from a personal point of view. It's all about contribute for my team and then take it forward from there.
Yeah.
Jinx, coming into the series, there has been a talk of spin test and spin has been the important part. But according to you, the reverse swing is going to be a big factor in the series?
Reverse swing in India, generally we see that reverse swing factor is there, yes, but we are not sure which over it will come to play. But see, you have to, as a batsman, as a batting unit, you have to adapt to all the conditions. You got to be ready, you got to prepare yourself really well before the series starts. So yeah, our preparation has been really good. We had a very good practice session today, one more day tomorrow and then going into the match. So as a batting unit, it's important to be in that moment, and again, communication with your partner is very important.
We'll take two more questions in English and then we move to Surendran.
Last time South Africa came here, they lost Sweden, and even the current squad is really short of experience. And even batsmen like Fast not having done really well in India, you know, last time they were really cooked up. So, how is India looking forward at this score, sir? Do you think that, you know, India is going to go really all out attack and then pin South Africa down, or will there be any complacency? How is it?
See, important is to win the series, win the match, and because of this test championship, you cannot take any team for granted. Point systems are involved, so I think it's important to respect your opponents. See, Faf again, he's an experienced campaigner. Bauma is a good player. He did well in the practice game. Markram did well in the practice game as well. So I think it's important we respect them, but at the same time, we play our game. We know these conditions really well. So for us, what is important that we play as a unit and focus on our strengths.
You're again back to playing four bowlers, seems to be the four bowler strategy. Like, is it like a template that you would like a strip on considering Hardik Pandya's
move? See, it's again depending on the conditions, depending on the wicket, what combination we go. But I think when Hanuma can actually bowl, that actually makes really, really good difference. In India, we hardly see three fast bowlers and all rounder who actually a fast bowler is playing. So it's again depending on what the surface we are playing on and the conditions we play in.
Final question.
Have you had a look at the pitch yet, and what do you make of it?
I'm not sure yet. I don't know.
Okay.
I think it's an exciting call because Shatkar Dushka something like परत पाच टेस्ट मॅचेस आपण भारतात खेळतोय आणि गणपती जवळ
आले. नक्कीच खूप एक्साइटिंग आहे, आणि पहिली गोष्ट म्हणजे तो प्रश्न होता की 100 कधी होणार, तो गेला ऍक्च्युली, तर त्यामुळे खूप रिलीफ्ड आहे मी. बट सी, नक्की तुम्हाला प्रत्येक मॅचमधनं, प्रत्येक सिरीजमधनं बरंच काही शिकायला मिळतं. आणि माझी टेस्टमध्ये जो डेब्यू झाला त्याच्यासाठी मला 2 वर्ष वेट करावं लागलं, 17 टेस्ट मॅचेस मला वेट करावं लागलं, आणि अगेन ह्या सेंच्युरीसाठी मला 17 टेस्ट मॅचेस वेट कराव्या लागल्या. सो आय थिंक ते कुठे ना कुठे कोऑर्डिनेशन होतं. सो मी जेव्हा हॅम्पशायरमध्ये खेळत होतो तेव्हा मी तेच विचार करत होतो की जेव्हा माझा डेब्यू झाला त्याच्या अगोदर माझं माइंडसेट कसं होतं. मी एन्जॉय करायला बघत होतो. मे बी ह्या 17 टेस्ट मॅचेसमध्ये 100 नव्हते हो, तर मी त्या 100 खेळाच्या पाठीमागे जात होतो आणि 100 माझ्यापेक्षा अजून लांब जात होते. सो वेस्ट इंडिजमध्ये माझा विचार होता की मी एकदाही 100 विचार नाही करणार. जे होईल ते होईल, 100 व्हायचे असतील वेस्ट इंडिजमध्ये तर होतील. बट जर सिच्युएशन आली, टीमची सिच्युएशन काय असेल त्याप्रमाणे मी खेळण्याचा प्रयत्न करेन. आणि लकीली 100 झाले, सो त्याच्यासाठी नक्की खुश आहे. आणि नक्कीच एक फॅमिली पॉईंट ऑफ व्ह्यू, एक नवीन लाईफ स्टार्ट होणार आहे, सो त्याच्यासाठी एक्सायटेड आहे. बट सध्या फोकस येते तर आहेच. मी ह्या 3 टेस्ट मॅचेस इथे, 2 टेस्ट मॅचेस बांगलादेश बरोबर. जसं मी सांगितलं की टेस्ट चॅम्पियनशिप आता तुम्ही कुठल्याही टीमला लाईटली नाही घेऊ शकत, तरी आम्ही टेस्ट चॅम्पियनशिपच्या अगोदरही आम्ही कुठल्या टीमला लाईटली नव्हतो घेत. आणि आताही इम्पॉर्टंट असेल की प्रत्येक टेस्ट मॅच, बिकॉज पॉईंट सिस्टम्स इन्वॉल्व असल्यामुळे तुम्ही जर टेस्ट मॅच जिंकता आणि ड्रॉ होते त्याच्यामध्ये बराचसा फरक आहे पॉईंट्समध्ये. सो होम टेस्ट मॅचेसमध्ये जेव्हा तुम्ही टेस्ट मॅचेस जिंकाल तर तुम्ही अवे मॅचेस खेळायला जाता, एक ॲडव्हान्टेज असतो की तुमचे पॉईंट सिस्टम्स तेवढे जास्त असतात. तर येस, 1 टेस्ट मॅच ॲट अ टाईम आणि 1 सिरीज ॲट अ टाईम आम्ही घेऊ.
थँक्यू.